Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Well, today we are going to discuss an important aspect of the Holy Prophet's characteristics. Let's discuss this from this perspective as to how the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family behaved with children, how he conducted himself when coming across children. And of course, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family saw children, he would stroke their heads and kiss them. He would put them on his back and take them to their destination. And when he heard a child crying while leading the prayer, he would finish the prayer quickly by reciting short surahs so that the crying child and their mother would not be upset. These are stories that we have heard, and these are stories that have been recorded in both Shia and Sunni sources. There is more to say about how the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family conducted himself when he saw children. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, when he saw a little servant girl crying because she had lost the money her owner had given to buy flour, he gave her money. He escorted the child to the home where she worked so that they would not be angry with her. And when he saw an orphan sad and destitute, he said, "Would you not agree if I were your father and Khadija was your mother?" So this is how he comforted the child. And when he was going to visit Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, a close companion, he saw the little daughter of Bani Najran, a tribe in Arabia in the Prophet Muhammad's time, playing the tambourine and singing. He asked them, "Do you love me?" They replied, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah." To which the Prophet replied, "I love you too." And of course, the Prophet would kiss his children and grandchildren, carry them on his back and put them on his shoulders. And of course, once during khutbah, the primary, khutbah means the sermon, the primary formal occasion for public preaching in Islamic tradition, when he saw his grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein, or Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, walking up to him, he immediately got down from the pulpit and lifted them up. And it has also been reported that, for example, when his grandchildren like Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam climbed on his back while the Prophet was performing sajda, the Prophet would prolong the sajda, the prostration, so that his grandchildren like Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein would not fall off. This is also a story that has been documented in the Shia and Sunni sources. And also, while his beloved son Ibrahim was with his wet nurse, as was the custom at that time, the Prophet would go to the village on the high side of the city of Mecca. He would take his son in his arms, kiss him, and then return. As Ibrahim passed away in his lap, tears actually welled in his blessed eyes. The Prophet wept, seeing his child dead. The Prophet was very compassionate. He indeed became very much emotional, and he reacted to the death of his son Ibrahim, of course. Let's have a short break, dear brothers and sisters, and of course we will come back with the continuation of the story.
Assalamu
It has been said that Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, another close companion, was amazed at the Prophet seeing him crying. He would ask the Prophet, "O Prophet of Allah, you too, O Messenger of Allah, are you crying?" The Prophet replied, "O Ibn Auf, this is a work of mercy and compassion. The eyes weep, the heart grieves, but we only say words that will please our Lord, O Ibrahim. We are truly sorry for your departure. If this were not the path to be followed by everyone, and the last of us would not meet the first, I would feel more sorry for you." So this story and these examples are some few examples which show how the Prophet indeed behaved with the children, how he conducted himself when he came across children. And of course, the story which was related, the story which involved Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, is better well known. It has been reported in the Shia and Sunni sources that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed and offered prayer, and during sajda, especially during sajda, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, who were young kids, climbed and walked on the back of the Prophet, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, would not, you know, complete his sajda to let the two kids fall down. He would prolong his sajda and he would continue staying in the sajda until those kids came down or dismounted the Prophet. And these are examples which suggest how kind, how compassionate the Holy Prophet was to children, no matter whether the children were his grandsons or were orphans of other people or children of other people. He was equally actually compassionate. He would kiss them, he would treat them with respect, he would love them, and that was why the Prophet was so loved by everyone in Mecca as well as in Medina. These are some examples of the Prophet's treatment towards the children. The parents are responsible to teach their children in the best possible way, the mother and the father. In order for the children to be brought up properly, in order for the children to learn Islamic behavior and to get acquainted with Islamic teachings and with Islamic lifestyle, it is important that the parents should behave themselves in a proper manner. They have to teach them love, they have to teach them compassion, they have to teach them kindness to neighbor, they have to teach them respect for parents and everything. Indeed, the parents play, they serve as role models for children. If they pray, if they offer their prayers on time, if they observe hijab, the children will also be brought up in the way they live, that the parents live. They will observe hijab, they will offer their prayers, and they will also learn how to respect elders, how to offer their prayers, how to observe fast, how to give homes. And all these things are taught directly or indirectly by the children. Just as I said, the life of the Prophet is full of examples showing how the parents should behave with the children. Inshallah, there will be other stories which I will cover in the following episode. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi. Rasulullah, Rasulullah.